steel for either one of them. He's got a very strong North Louisiana accent.
How does it sound to you to hear someone from North Louisiana? I mean, do you make, does it sound really kitschy or something?
Well, it does, yeah. But you know, I know so many people that come from that part of the country that I know are smart, and smarter than I am, for that matter, that talk just like that. So it doesn't really...
How do you think New Orleans speaks sound for them?
Well, there's a kind of a traditional rivalry or mistrust. And I know that there are a lot of people that, you know, that there's some people that, oh, I don't know, lawyers I have cases against, and they get kind of personal. If they're from up in that part of the country, it really gets to me. I don't know, and I'm sure I get to them the same way. More so than it would be from somebody from here.
Funny, how do politicians ever get, how do governors ever get elected?
Oh, that's a tough story. That's true in a lot of states. I mean, it's certainly not true only. Look at New York.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The city versus everybody else. He doesn't live here. He lives what, the street?
Across.
Or?
The street. Over across the street.
Would you ever say up or down the street?
Yeah.
Which one would be which?
Well, from my house?
Yeah, or which is your house on your street? Which is
well, then down the street would be toward downtown, toward the downtown area, and up the street would be toward uptown.
What about in other streets that don't run like that?
I don't know. I happen to live on a street that...
If you wanted to invite a few friends over just to have a good time, you'd say you were going to have a...
party?
Okay. And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested
the whole bunch.
Anything else you'd say besides bunch?
Gang, maybe.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that a...
dance.
And you'd say, say if you had something sitting in the corner there, the door was open, so you couldn't see it, you'd say it was...
behind the door.
And you'd say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
strange.
What else did you say?
Crazy.
What's an old-fashioned word meaning strange or odd?
Let's see, I don't know.
What would be a slang term for homosexual?
Queer.
Do you ever use that? How does that word sound to you? Do you ever use it to mean... do you always, when you hear the word queer, do you immediately think homosexual?
No, no. I think it, just right off the bat, I would think odd or unusual.
Mm-hmm. What if you used it as a noun, call somebody a queer? What would it mean then?
Then it would mean a homosexual.
What would you call a boy or a man that has kind of womanish ways, acts kind of like a woman?
Effeminate.
Okay. Any insulting names for that? Or would effeminate be insulting?
That would be insulting enough, I would think.
What would you call a male homosexual?
Well, queer or a fag.
How do those sound? Are they insulting? Or?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think they are.
Any non-insulting terms for male homosexual?
None other than homosexual, I guess.
What about a girl or a woman that has kind of man?